Okay, we're in Perek Zayin Hilchos Ishus. We left off with Halacha Yadaled, and the Rambam is still discussing various conditions that are placed on the act of Kiddushin, and whether which conditions work, which conditions don't work. So we're going to go through a few more scenarios that'll take us all the way to the end of the Perek. So he says in Halacha Yadaled, he says, Hanosen Shtei Prutos Leisha. This is what I call the evil Kiddushin. When somebody gives two Prutos, okay, let's say $2 bills to a woman, and he says to her, "Amrullah Hareya Mikudeshli Hayom Ba'achas." So today you are married to me with the one pruta. Uva'achas la'achar she'agareshchach arezu mikudeshes. And the second one is after I divorce you. Okay, what do you call it? And the second one for after I divorce you, arezu mikudeshes. It's a good kiddushin. Ukashi gareshosa tia mikudeshes adshi gareshosa pam shnia min kiddushei pruta shnia. So in creating this bizarre scenario where he marries her with the first pruta and then says he will give her the second pruta, again, that's the kedushin is dependent on giving her the second pruta after divorcing her. Ironically, the divorce, in a sense, reinstitutes the same kedushin, requiring him to do another act of divorce. So again, you have a situation of a kedushin, then the divorce which produces a kedushin to having to be divorced again. Avaha omer le'isha, but let's say he says to her, I'm going to give you this, whatever it is, to marry me for after, let's, for example, I convert, or la'achar shetiskairi, or after you convert, la'achar sheeshtachrer, la'achar shetishkari, after I go free, let's say I'm an eved, or she goes free if she's a shifcha, la'achar sheyamuz balecha, that's a little more practical, but after your husband dies, la'achar shetamuz achosecha, or after your sister dies, in a mekudeshes, none of these situations would work as a kiddushin. Because basically, right now, he can't marry her. There's something preventing him, by definition, from actually marrying her. Therefore, the kiddushin would not be chal. However, let's say he tells a woman who's involved in yibum, right? So I'm marrying you on condition, basically with this item, on condition that that it takes place after you go ahead and do chalitza, which is basically rejecting yibum. Harezu mikudeshes, that would be good kedushin. Ho ve'ilu kitcha ata, hayu kedushin tosim bami safek. And the reason why the kedushin is good is that the worst case of this type of act of kedushin is that it's a kedushin besafek. So for that reason, it's still considered to be a valid kedushin in a situation where the condition he places on the kedushin is her doing chalitza. Halacha tezayin. Now, Omer l'chavero, okay, this is a little trickier. Let's say a guy tells his friend, Im yalda ishtecha nekeva, if your wife gives birth to a girl, harei hi mikudeshes li bezeh, okay, she is now married to me with this item, lo amar klum, okay, then he didn't really say anything. There's no value to what he said. However, v'im haisa eshes chavero muberes, the hukar ubar, but let's say you could tell his wife is showing in her pregnancy, and he makes the same statement, it would be a good kedushin. The future daughter, Harezu Mikudeshes, will be married to him. But then he says, V'yirali, however, the Rambam's bothered by this. He says, remember, Yirali is always his own svara, Shetzarech lachzor lekadesh osa miavia, achar shetivaled, kadesh yachnis osa bekedushin she'en behen dofi. But the Rambam basically says that the man should do a maisa kedushin again, okay, through an actual one through her father once the daughter's born. So this way, it's not a questionable kedushin, meaning it's a very lachatz type of kedushin to tie the infant, so to speak, to or should I just say the fetus to the man. So what you do is that after she gives birth, then you would have to do the act of kedushin again vis-a-vis the father the way normally within a katana case it would be done. Okay, halacha yudzayin, ha'omer l'isha, hariyat mikudeshes li b'mea dinarim. Okay, so let's say he says to her, you're married to me with these 100 dinarim, v'nasan la, or with 100, I should say, excuse me, the lashon is very important here, with 100 dinarim, v'nasan la, afilu dinar echad, and he gives her just one dinar, hariyat mikudeshes, mishalacha dinar. Right? She is considered married once she takes that dinar, as long as who she yashlim law is tashar, as long as he pays off the rest. So if he says, I'm marrying you with 100 dinarim, as soon as she takes one, the kedushin's chal. And now it's just a question of, what do you call it, him paying off the rest. So this case isn't such a big chiddush so far. Shezek kamisha amrla harei mekudeshes libedin arzeh almanash asham lech me'adinarim shi mekudeshes lamachshav. So this case so far is no big chiddush. It's just like the case where a person said, "I'm marrying you with this coin on condition that I'll pay you 100." That's no different than saying, "I'm marrying you with 100 dinarim." Bamedvar mamurim bisha amrla bimeyadinarim stam. Okay, but that's the key. If he just says $100. With $100, aval im piresh, but let's say he's very specific. V'amrla harei mekudeshes li b'mea dinarin elu. Okay, and this is what the Rambam's going to be taking up now for a little while. Let's say he says, "I'm marrying you with these specific 100 coins." Okay, let's say these specific $100. Okay, v'hischa limnos l'soch yada. And what happened? He starts. Let's say it's $100. It's 100 singles, and he starts putting them into her hands one by one. Then the kedushin would not be chal until he puts that last dollar bill in her hand. Va'afilu b'dinar ha'achron, right? Even until the last dinar, shneim yicholim lachzor zeh b'zeh, right? Each one can retract; they can go back. So as he's counting each dollar into her hand, 98, they can both stop. 99, they can both stop. Once they hit 100, the kedushin is chal. V'cheinim nimsa manar chaser dina, o nimsa mehen dinar nechoshes ina mekudeshes. Not only that. Let's say in the dollar bills, we use the dollar bill as an example. Let's say it comes out that one of the dollar bills was counterfeit or monopoly money or made out of a different material, whatever it might be. That also would be a problem. Then it's not a good kedushin. Nimsa bahem dinar raw, okay, but let's say there is a, this we have to use coins, unfortunately. It's an inferior dinar. Im yacholo lahotzio alide etchak, yachlifeno vimlav ina mekudeshes. So as long as they would accept this, what do you call it? Meaning, even though it's an inferior dinar, it could still be exchanged for one of value, then it would still be good. Otherwise, it's considered not good. But the key point in the second half of Halacha Yud Zayin is to understand that when a person says specifically these things, there can't be any deviation from that. The Rambam is going to take this up in much more detail in the next parak. Halacha Yud Ches, Amar La Harei Mekudeshes Li B'Begadim Elu, Shehein Shavin Chamishin Dinarim. Okay. So this is a little bit of an easier case. So he says to her, "I'm marrying you, what do you call it, with these, let's say, clothing, okay, this outfit, and they're worth $500. V'hayu shalmeshi chayotze behen, she'isha misav lehen." So of course, women just love silk. So it's made out of a material that women really love. Ima yushavin chamishim, if the dress is worth $500, harezu mekudeshes mishas lekicha. So once she takes the dress, and since it's worth $500, right? What it called? Then she's married. And you don't have to actually so go ahead and what it called work out exactly the value of the dress. So since ultimately the dress is worth the amount that he's stating, right, give or take, that's why it's good. Of course, v'im ain on shavin, but if it's not worth the same amount, ain't a mekudeshes. So basically what it means is that as long as he's giving an estimate, an accurate estimate of the value, it's fine. But to say, for instance, he doesn't have to go ahead and say, if he said the dress is worth $500 and it turns out on the market it's worth $501.20, they would still be married. Halach yates, now ish v'isha, Shahayu asukim b'divrei erusin. Okay, this is always very dangerous. Okay, a man and a woman are talking about getting married. Okay, hu omer b'me'a dinar mekadesh osach. Right, v'hi omeres eini miskadesh osach ela masayim. So he says, "I want to marry you with this $100. Okay, and she says, "Hey, I'm not going to marry you if it's anything less than $200. V'halach zela beso v'zela beso, and each of them go home. V'achar chach tavu zed zev v'kitcho stam. And then what happened afterwards? What happened afterwards is that they decide to reconsider what they were discussing, meaning she's changing her mind about the amount, etc. And what happened? He does an act of kedushin without being specific about the amount. So again, in the initial discussion of kedushin, it was 100 versus 200. Now they go back to reevaluate their positions, and he does an emaisa kedushin stam. Ima ish taves isha. Yasu divrei isha. Okay. So if the literally means if the guy made the request of her, okay, then the original amount is what's used. Vima isha tabas ish, yasu divrei ish. right? So the question is that who do we listen to? Okay. Which, in other words, if he wanted to marry, if in the round two, he's the one who wants to marry her, so then he has to abide by her number. And if she ends up wanting to marry him, then we have to abide by his number. But the key point is that the original number that was discussed doesn't disappear. Rather, it's still a valid amount, even though they're going back again, to, so to speak, and in Rambam's view, finishing the Kiddushin. Okay, halacha chaf. Okay, halacha chaf. Now comes the limitations with the shaliach. Ha'osis shaliach l'kadosh l'isha. Okay, now let's say a man hires a shaliach to go ahead and marry the woman, which remember, we recall, you're allowed to do that. The halacha shaliach v'kitcha al tanai. Now let's say the shaliach basically goes beyond the boundaries of his assignment. And what does he do? He's mekadosher with a tanai and a mekadoshes. The kiddushin is not good, because the shaliach is always representing the das of the person who sends him. V'chein im amar lo l'kitcha al tanai. Let's say he instructed the shaliach to go ahead and do the act of kedushin with the condition. V'halach v'kitcha stam. And what did he do? The shaliach went ahead and did the kedushin without the condition. O al tanai acher. Okay, or with a different tanai. O shashina sa tanai. Or changing the tanai that the guy originally said in a mekudeshes. And this is fairly obvious. A shaliach is essentially the extension of the das, of the mindset of the person who sent it. Now, going again with more shaliach stuff. Amr lo, he says to the shaliach, kit shali b'makom ploni, okay? He says to the shaliach that he should tell her to marry him, he says to the shaliach that the kiddushin should take place in a certain makom, let's say New York City, and the shaliach goes ahead and does it in Los Angeles in a mikudeshes. Kitshali v'harei hi b'makom ploni. Let's say he says to her, go ahead and do the act of kiddushin, and she happens to be in New York City. But what ends up happening is that he does the kiddushin in another place, meaning she wasn't in New York City, she was in Los Angeles. Harei mikudeshes neishamar makom hulo. So, because the reason why the wedding's good, the kiddushin's good, is because ultimately when he said, marry her and she's over there, he said that's to his best of his knowledge, she's in New York City. But he didn't mean it has to be that she's in New York City. It could be she's somewhere else. V'chein, he sh'amra l'shlucha, right? Let's say she says to a shaliach, kabel li kiddushi b'makom ploni. She says to the shaliach, accept my kiddushin in New York City, the kiblam la b'makom acher, and he, the shaliach, accepts the kiddushin in Los Angeles, and in Mekudeshes, harei habal b'makom ploni, right? Let's say she says to the shaliach, my future husband is in New York City, the kiblam la b'makom acher, turns out he's in Los Angeles, harei ze Mekudeshes, shmei shemar makom hilo. So either way you go, whether it's the shaliach being sent by the husband, or the future husband, the future wife, either way, in either situation, as long as, when the instructions are given to shaliach to marry her, and then the stipulation of where the location is, that's just simply, so to speak, a suggestion, meaning if she is there, or he's there, then it should work. But it doesn't mean the kedushin must take place in that location. Halacha chaf beis. Okay. Hamekadesh es ha'isha v'chazer bo miyad. Okay. Who o he? He says harei mekudeshes li, and then he says, I want to go back on this. Okay, af al pi shechazro besochedei dibor. Okay, even if they were able to, they retracted, so to speak, in a very, very, very quickly. Okay, in less time than it takes to say harei mekudeshes li, ein chazarasim klum. It's too late. Harei mekudeshes, and that's the power of kiddushin. Power of kiddushin is so strong that there's no going back. Once a person goes ahead and says they are harei mekudeshes li to a woman, that's it. You're done. There's no, I'll tell you, unless without, obviously without doing gerushin, but I'm saying you're done. Okay, halacha chaf gimel. Halacha chaf gimel. Okay, now hamekadesh al tanai. Okay, now let's say a person, this is a little bit different. He makes the kedushin with the condition, okay, with a tanai. The chazar acher kama yamim, and after a few days go by, what happens? Ubitel hatanai. He decides that he doesn't want the condition anymore. Af api shebitlo beino levena. So even though, even if he nullified it between them, shalob of eidim, okay, without in front of witnesses, batal hatanai. The tanai is batal. All right, you don't need Adam to reinforce that idea. And therefore, it's just a stam kedushin. Remember, when the tanai is batal, that doesn't mean the kedushin isn't good. Achrakach Beno Leveno, Batal Tanai. Same thing with the opposite, where she goes ahead, the Tanai was coming from the woman, and if it was Mevatal, same Malacha. So therefore, Lefikach, a Mekadesh al Tanai, let's say a person does Kedushin with a Tanai, Vikanas Stam, okay, Baal Stam, Harezut Tzricha Get. And what did he do? He was Mekadesh al Tanai, and he went ahead, right, Brought the chuppah, involved in sexual relations with her, etc. He would require a get. Afa pishlo niskayim atanai, right? Because even though the tanai wasn't fulfilled. So if he's mekadesher with the tanai, then but before he executes the condition, he ends up, let's say, sleeping with her, then she needs a get. Because even though the tanai was not kayim, shema bital tanai, kishabalo shakanas. Because it's possible that what happened, that they mevatel the tanai at the time that they were, for instance, having sexual relations, meaning, before they got together and had sexual relations with each other, it could be that they went ahead and said, the Tanai's bottle. Right? So too, if a person went ahead and did the act of Kedushin with something less than, let's say, Shavapruto, B'malve, the Chazer of Baal Stam, Bifne Edim, and let's say he went ahead and actually, and they had sexual relations in front of witnesses, Tzricha Get, right? Sha'al Be'ilazu Samach, because they were relying on these sexual relations. Velo al otan a kiddushin hapsulin, not on the kiddushin that are possible. Now, and what's his end point? Why? Chazakahi. She'ain adam Yisrael haksherim, because there's a general assumption that a kosher male Jew would never osa bi'laso bi'laznus. We never assume that a Jewish man will enter into inappropriate sexual relationships. Especially when he has the potential to go ahead and be involved in Bilas Mitzvah. So the idea is that when a Jewish man has in front of him two options, he has in front of him the option of either Bilas Nus, or he can actually take that and make it into Bilas Mitzvah, he's always going to go for the Bilas Mitzvah. Paraches. Okay, so now we're going to get into specificity in the act of Kiddushin, okay? That being the case, what the Rambam is going to take up now is in the specificity of Kedushin, if a person makes an error, okay, and depending on the degree of the error will determine whether it's a good Kedushin or not. So let's just start this first halacha here. So the first case is, he says, I'm a kaddish you with this cup of wine, and it turns out it's honey, or shel dvash v'nim shel yayin, or vice versa. Let's say he says to her, here is Mekadesh you with this piece of gold, and it turns out a piece of silver. Almanash ani kohen v'nim salevi. He marries her on condition that he's a kohen, and it turns out he's a levi. Levi v'nim sa kohen. Nesin v'nim sa mamzer v'nim sa nesin. So we saw that those are those people that were quasi-converts, they were, by David HaMelech, from Yoshua already, were not allowed to enter into the, into within Bnei Yisrael, and it turns out he's a mamzer, or vice versa. Ben Ir, Ben Imsa, Ben Krach, let's say, he turns out he's, I want to say specific city, but he lives in an urban center, and it turns out he lives on a farm. Ben Krach, Ben Imsa, Ben Ir, Almanash, Ani, Ben Imsa, Asher, that's an important one. Let's say he says, I'm marrying you on condition that I am poor, and it turns out he's wealthy. Asher, Ben Imsa, Ani, or vice versa. Almanash, a basic car of the Merchatz, Ben Imsa, Rachok. Think about how specific this is. He says, I'm marrying you on condition that my house is close to the bathhouse, and turns out it's far away. Rochok v'nimsa karev, or vice versa. Almanas yeshli bas, a shivcha godelis, a ofa ve'ein lo. Or he says, for instance, that he has, I'm marrying you on condition that I have a daughter, and he doesn't have one. Almanas she'ein lo v'yeshlo. Almanas yeshli isha banam ve'ein lo. He says, on condition that I have a wife and children, and he doesn't. Almanas she'ein lo v'yeshlo, or vice versa. Bechol elu, the hadoma lahen ena mikudeshes. Okay, v'chein he shehit also. Okay, so all these situations, all these errors that are made. Okay, Cohen turns out he's a Levi. Benir turns out he's Ben Krach. All these situations, both if he did it and she did it, both of them mean the kedushin's not chal. So there has to be a certain degree of accuracy present. However, in halacha beis of a kulam, afa pi she'amra belibi haya liskadish lo. Right, afapi shehitani. Right, and even though the entire time she says it was always in my mind, right, to marry you, even if I know that you're lying to me or making a mistake, In words, even if she says, I don't care. I don't care that it turns out, let's put it in a more like, I don't know, movie romantic terms. I don't care if he said he was rich and it turns out he's really poor. I love the guy. And he, or if he said the same thing, it still is not good. Because things that you think to yourself are not considered to be actual words. Okay, good. Okay, now, however, Allah Gimel, Hira Mikudeshli Amanash Ani Bisam Bosem and Imsa Bosem Aborsi. Now what's clear here is what's changing here is the additional thing. So let's say he says to her, I'll put it in today's terms. Let's say he says to her, I'm marrying you on condition that I'm a physician, but it turns out he's a physician and an attorney, Chas v'chalila, or Amanas Shani Ben Ir Venimsa Ben Ir Ben Krak. Let's say he says, I'm from the urban center, but turns out he's from the urban center and he's both a resident of, actually put in today's terms, he says, I'm marrying you on condition that I'm an American, and it turns out he's an American and an Israeli. Amanas Shishmi Yosef, Benimsa Shmo Yosef Vishimon. He says, I'm marrying you on condition my name is Yosef, but turns out his name is Yosef and Shimon, Harezu Mekudeshes. Then the condition would be good. Avaim Amar La Amanas She'en Shmi El Yosef, but if he creates something exclusionary, he says, I'm marrying you on condition that my name is not Yosef, Benimsa Shmo Yosef Shimon, right? She'eni Ela Bosem, Benimsa Bosem Borsi, She'eni Ela Ben Ir, Benimsa Ben Krach Ben Ir, in a Mekudeshes. So if he says, I'm marrying you on condition I'm not A, and it turns out he's A plus B, right, then it's not a good kiddushin. It's only if he says, I'm A, and it turns out it's A and B, that the kiddushin would still be good. Let's do one more. Halacha Dalet. Ha'omer le'isha hareya mekudeshesli bezeh, amanash ani yodea likros. Okay, this is a very interesting one. Let's say he says he's going to marry her on condition that he knows how to read. Tzarech she'yikra Torah v'yitargim osa tirgim unkelos hager. He must know how to read. What's the barometer for reading? The barometer for reading is he knows how to read Torah and Unkelos. Okay. V'mamar la manash ani kara tzarech lios yodei likros Torah neviim uksuvim. And if he says to her, "I'm marrying you on condition that I'm a reader, like I'm a reading person," he has to know how to read Tanakh b'dikduk yofa in the most exact manner. If he says he's marrying her manash ani yodei lishnos, that he's telling her basically that I know how to learn. Okay. Tzarech lios yodea likros mishnah. What does learning mean? It means knowing how to study Mishnah. V'imam ramanash ani tanoe, right? And if he says that I'm a tana of the Mishnah, tzarech lios yodea likros mishnah v'sifra v'sifri v'tosefta shorvchia, then what's the qualification of being tanaic? Someone who's able to read Mishnah, sifra, sifri, and tosefta. Halacha hey, if he says to her, amanash ani talmid, ein omrim kiben azai, okay, Uke ben Zoma, Elo Kol Shisholon Oso Dover Echa Betalmudo, Veomro, Vafil Bahalchos Achag, Shemladano Sam Rabba, Midvar Makalim, Samachagag, Kadeshu Kolam Bikim Behem. So if he says to her, listen, I'm marrying you on condition, I'm a Talmud, I'm a student, I'm in Kolo, okay? We don't say that he must be on the level of a Ben Azai, so to speak, like a huge Talmud Chacham. Rather, as long as he's able to answer simple questions about Halacha, like Hilchos Achag, okay? That's sufficient enough for him to go ahead to say, what do you call it, to for the condition to be chacham. Amanash ani chacham. Let's say a guy says, I'll marry you on condition that I'm a talmud chacham. Ein omrim k'Rebbe Akiva v'chavero. A talmud chacham doesn't mean he has to be on the level of Rebbe Akiva. Elo kol shishon oso davar chachma b'chol makom v'omer. Right? As long as they ask him a question in an area of chachma, let's say something logical, he's able to answer it. Okay? Amanash ani gibor. Okay? If he says, on condition I am strong, he doesn't have to be the most powerful person in the world or ever, as long as his friends are kind of scared around him because of his strength. Amanashani Ashir, let's he says, on condition I'm wealthy. Right? He doesn't have to be as wealthy as Rav Elazar ben Azariah. As long as people respect him for his wealth. Amanash ani tzaddik. Okay, now this is interesting. If he says, on condition that I'm a tzaddik, afilu rasha gamor. Even if it turns out the guy is a Rasha Gamor, Harezu Mikudeshes Misafek. Why? Why is it Kedusha Misafek? Shemar Hirha Tshuva Libelibo. Because he could have done Tshuva. Right? He could have done Tshuva, and just by doing Tshuva, he has erased the status of Rasha Gamor. Amanash Ani Rasha, Afil Tzadi Gamor. If it turns out he says, on condition I'm a Rasha, and what do you call it? It turns out he's an actual Tzadi Gamor, Harezu Mikudeshes Misafek. Shemar Hirha Bavoda Zara, Bedaito. Because it's possible that he's attracted to the area of Odazara, and he was thinking about it, and therefore he would be considered a Rasha. Shenemar, penyif de levavchem. And then it also says, the mantifo shes beis yisrael belibam. And finally, we'll just finish off halacha vav, and we finish the parak. Hamekadesh is isha of amar. He marries a woman and says, savar ha'isi, shehi kohanes, vari hi levia. Let's say he said, I thought when I got married to her, or say, I think she is a bas kohen, right? And it turns out she's a bas levi. Levia vehari kohanes, or vice versa. Ania vehari ashira. Ashira vari ania. Wealthy to poor, etc. Harezu mikudeshes, mei shelo hit aso. Then it's considered a good marriage because he's not making the mistake, in other words, he's not lying to her or making the error to her, nor is she erring. It's just that he was confused. He didn't have it clear. Let's say she said, I thought he was a Kohen, Varihu Levi, Levi Varihu Kohen, Asher Varihu Ani, Ani Varihu Asher, Harizu Mikudesh, Ne Shelo Hita Oso. So it's, the key by Taos here is it all has to be initiated by one of the parties. They have to be creating the error. If that's not the case, then it's not, then the Kedushin is still considered to be a good Kedushin.